This is the time of the week. One of us shares something we're doing, thinking or saying, and the others get to judge if we are in fact weird or not. Hit family, you are always welcome to cast judgment as well. Mm-hmm. 131060 is the number should you wish to point the finger and scream, weird, weirdo.
Now, if you can get ready for me, Ducko, I should have given you more notice, but a 20-second timer for me if you can find one, because I want to see how you guys go with this. Okay, now my Am I Weird this morning is based off the show Squid Game.
Ooh,
now,
biggest show in Netflix history.
Biggest show, 112 million viewers in the first few weeks, which absolutely smashed out of the ballpark that stinker of a show, Bridgerton. So well done to it. Anyway, if you don't know the premise of the show, we're not ruining anything really here. It happens in the first episode. But all you need to know about the show, if you haven't seen it, is they go through a series of children's games. But if you fail at the children's games, you die.
Mm.
Okay? Now, here's the Am I Weird. Since watching episodes of Squid Game, I'm now finding myself internally working out whether I could do really, really basic kids' challenges and whether I would survive in Squid Game. So
that's grim.
It's really grim and it's really weird. So now I'm reading, every night we read to the kids a couple of books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before they go to bed. So when I'm reading the kids' book, I go, can I get through this whole book without stuttering, stumbling or saying a word wrong? If I don't, in Squid Game, I would die.
Right, while you're in the kids' the book.
Oh, my God, isn't that just a lovely daddy sharing the final moments
of the day?
At least
it mixes up reading the kids' the book. You know, that would get quite monotonous.
With his children. Yeah. And in his brain, he's going, can't die.
It's a weird challenge. Pouring cereal. Simple as that. So I'm pouring the kids' cereal.
Yeah.
Can I keep all the milk in the bowl so it doesn't splash from the cornflakes? If a drop goes outside the bowl, dead.
This is like when you're walking with heels and you're like, don't stumble.
Yeah.
I can walk in heels, but when you start thinking don't stumble, you're immediately on your face.
Yes.
Kids colouring books. So the kids often get me go, oh, can you colour in this section for me? I'm pretty good at staying inside the lines. But again,
you're a grown adult.
Now all I think about
you should be
lots
is
of colouring
you're
experience.
Touching on 40.
But now all I think about is if you go outside the lines, let's Squid Game it, see if you can stay in or you're gone.
Or you'll die.
Now I want to find out if I'm weird and then I've got a challenge for you.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'll do the timer.
3, 2, 1.
Not weird.
Bit weird, but more not weird. I'm torn on this one because I am very influenced by TV and movies. As you guys know, they lodge in my brain and come out at weird times.
Yeah.
But I just don't like that it's about the children and I feel like you're ruining all your things with your kids.
See, I've seen Squid Games, so I understand it. And I'm very competitive like you.
Yeah.
And I think I'll probably start doing this. Like I do it already walking on the, or running when I'm going to run with the cracks. And I can't step on the cracks, or I've got to do one step or two steps between each crack, and if you don't, you die.
And you're,
you
know, and you're at speed
and
as
you're
well.
At speed.
Yeah.
But I like this, like little minute tasks across the day. It
That's
sort of
no
mixes
way
it
to
up.
Live your life that every task you fail, like drawing outside the lines, you'll die.
No, it's good because then you execute better. So I've got a little challenge for you. This is where I need a 20-second timer for you because all the games in Squid Game, they're timed. So I've given you a very, very basic piece of reading here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most simple single-syllable words in the history of man.
Okay. Yeah.
But what I want you to do is read this out inside 20 seconds. Okay. If you fail, you would have died on Squid Game.
You would have died.
All right.
Are we going together or one at a time?
One at a time.
Oh, okay. Ducko, would you like to start?
First?
Okay. I'm actually quite nervous.
I know, me too. You know why? Because there's a gun in your head.
All right, here we go. This is a ball. Look at this ball. This ball is blue. This blue ball is big. This is a bus. This bus is blue. Look at the blue bus. This blue bus is big. This is a bag. The bag is blue. Look at this blue bag. The blue bag is big. I think I stuffed up the start.
Yeah, you stuffed up. You did one
oh,
word.
Just spray
you mixed up a bit of this and that.
You sprayed with a water pistol.
That's Febreze. Oh, my God. Don't put it in his eyes. It's Febreze. We ripped off the label.
Oh, he just got Febreze in his eye and mouth. He's frothing. He's frothing at the mouth. Producer Alex just sprayed him with what she thought was water. And he got Febreze in the
I
eye.
I thought I was playing a game. I stopped up because I was pressing the buttons at the start.
I don't want to go. I don't
Ducko,
want Febreze.
I don't care about your excuses. That's much better than what you could have got if you're in Squid Game.
Jeez, I've got Febreze in the throat.
And Alex has just legged it. I'm going to hide the Febreze just in case she makes a sound.
All right, so Ducko's dead, but also frothing at the mouth in real life.
Yeah, okay.
Here's a bowl of water from producer Alex. He didn't just peel some prawns. He doesn't need some lemon water.
You wouldn't get it. You would
didn't get. I've just been from beast.
All right.
Okay. It's Jess's turn. You stay away from me, young lady.
You need the spray treatment too. Okay, ready, Jess? Your time starts now.
This is a ball. The ball is blue. Look at the blue ball. The blue ball is big. This is a bus. The bus is blue. Look at the blue bus. The blue bus is big. This is a bag. The bag is blue. Look at the blue bag. The blue bag is big.
Ah! She survived.
No, she'll get her back up.
She's gone out of the studio to get her. Okay.
All right.
All right.
So, yeah, you're dead, Ducker.
Okay, thank you.